I promised the people of Yemen that I would convey their suffering as much as I can. The situation is not good. The situation is Yemen has always been challenging. I myself have lived there before, and I worked there, and I know how it is. But now to look, as the fighting is going on, a war that has been going for more than 19 months now, the people are suffering more and more. It's becoming really more difficult for people to secure their basic needs. I mean, food is one of the basic needs that people should be securing. That is for their children. The places I visited, the hospitals, the clinic centers, I saw something I haven't seen in my career with WFP for more than 25 years. The number of malnourished children, and some of them are severely malnourished children, that I saw in one place is the most that I have seen.
I can only imagine your feeling. I mean, we saw those pictures, of course, through world media, and we saw basically skin over bones. How was it for you?
It was difficult, to see it one thing, but to see it and feel it is another thing. To see the child on a bed, too tired, too sick to move is one thing, but also to see the parents suffering next to them is also as painful as it is. It's at those times you forget who you are as a staff member. You forget who you work with. You just become the human being. You just share with them their suffering. You could imagine yourself being sitting there, God forbids, but still, it's very difficult. At the end of the day, we're human, regardless of what we do.
Mr. Mohannad Hadi, what can WFP do in the face of this deteriorating food and humanitarian security? I know that you're struggling with your program. What are you doing on the ground?
We're doing, and we can do much more. We're bringing food enough for 3 million people. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing is we're splitting this to cover 6 million people. Simply because the needs are increasing. There are 14 million people food insecure in Yemen. 7 million of them are severely food insecure. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're trying to cover as much people as we can. We can do more, yes, provided that we have the support of the international community, the political support, but also the financial support where we can go and reach the people. Our job can be done.
You spoke about support. Do you have enough support?
Well, we're having enough. We're having support, but there is more that needs to be done. There needs to be a political support. There needs to be pressure on both sides of the conflict to stop this fighting, to end this fighting, to go back to the negotiation table and to find a solution for this, to end this war, to end this misery.